Morning, we are on Masechet Eruvin Daf Kaf Hei, and we left over at the bottom yesterday of Kaf Dalet Amud Bet, right literally to the end of the Sugya. But basically, we have this whole structure over here. Remember, with the Mavoi going into Rechava, which was a Karpav, going to a Shvil Kramim, where there were people living there, going into the river, and Rava and Abaye were trying to find a way to how we could Machshi this whole story. And in the end, we came up with the Rava said, "Avdina lelechi lepitcha demata." Right, you do put a lechi, right? Put a lechi onto. I want to just share this. Yeah, if you look over here, this is the case we were speaking about yesterday, right? This is the Shvil Kramim. Remember, see, there's the Mavoi. So now, what Rava said at the end of the day was, what was his solution? Rava said that he said like this. He says you put a lechi to pitcha but we go to behind the lechi to matem behind the nami l'rechava. So basically you put a lechi, right? Let's just find in this picture here. Do we see where the lechi is? We can't see. Okay, are we try and come back. Okay, the story. You put a lechi over there, okay, on the mavoi. This is the Mavoi.
Right. Next one.
There's the Tzurat HaPetach over there, as you can see, coming into the Mavoi Mefulash. There's the Lechi over there, right? That Lechi now works. So we discussed yesterday the problem, how does the Lechi work? So I had a long discussion with Baruch yesterday about it. He gave a very, I think he hadn't actually learned the daf yet, but he gave a good answer. I think the good answer was, he said like this. A Lechi, if you remember, we used this Lashon before, we've spoken about a Lechi, right? That the Lechi is Chashuv. Now, in Halakha and Achinami, in order to make a karpaf, which wasn't mukaf l'diyur, to make it into mukaf to diyur, you have to do hakafa afterwards. You've got to break down walls and you've got to rebuild the walls. But what's the idea of breaking down walls and rebuilding the walls? So he said, okay, maybe breaking down walls and rebuilding the walls is because we want chashivut. And therefore, we want something which is chashuv. Now, for a mavoi, a lechi is chashuv. So because you've got a lechi and a mavoi together, this wouldn't work always. You couldn't take a karpaf and put a lechi in, because there's no din of lechi in a karpaf. But in a mavoi, there is a din of lechi. And in a mavoi, the lechi is chashuv. So the migo of Rava is, because we've got something here, this lechi of the chashuv, with regard to the mavoi, we have chashivut with regard to the karpaf as well, and therefore it works with the karpaf. Otherwise, it's all magic. It says, the inyan is chashivut, and lechi gives you chashivut. Therefore, there's two ways to have chashivut. The ideal way would be to break the walls down and rebuild the walls. But because there's a mavoi, where a lechi is chashuv for a mavoi, we allow that lechi's chashivut to work here as well. I think it was a great answer. Okay. Now, the Gemara then said like this. In the mavoi, and also in the rechava's muta. The question is, what about from the mavoi to the rechava, and from the rechava to the mavoi? And there we said, pligibar of achav ravina. That's what we got up to yesterday. Now, over the Gemara on Amud now starts. What's the machloket? Man de shari, right? So we said over here that there's a machloket between them. We don't know who says what, right? Then we just know that Rav Ach and Ravina argue whether it's mutar, asuchar, asar, v'chad, shari. So the Gemara says, the one that says mutar, that you can carry in between them back to back, why would he say you can? Manashadaha, like a diurin. Right? It's like it's the late bay diurin. Look at Rashi, there's no diurin. Now, late bay diurin, when he says there's no diurin there, it actually sounds almost counterintuitive. It seems the other way around, right? So there's no diurin, therefore you would think that you can't carry there. So how come not having diurin helps us? So he says, what does it mean that there's no diurin? He says, there's no diurin to asur one from the other. That's what he's saying. Right? Because if there was diur, so each would have to do an eruv between each other. And therefore, because of the eruv, it would be asur completely. Look at Rashi. Sheyashua b'nei mavoi. There's nobody in the rechava that's there that would be asur on the mavoi. Hilchach reshut b'nei mavoi. It's the mavois. We don't worry about the shvil now, this area over here. What about the guys who are living on those fields? Aren't they part of this party over here? He says they also don't. Because here it's like a little chatzir that's parrot into the gadol one. Right? The gadola muteret v'ketana asur. The big one is mutar. The little one is a problem. So therefore they can't asur him because he's mutar because he's a big one. So we've got no problem on that side. U'bishvil, u'bishvil lo metakinan lei. And we don't fix up this. The bottom line, at the end of the day, we just managed to work out that part over there. And here we don't. Why don't we do a shvil over here? It says, because of the gzaira, we don't put a lechi over here. Why don't we just do like the lechi over there and put a lechi here as well and say, let's work the whole thing? And says, no, put a lechi over there. People will think what? That a lechi more ill the shvil, the amen, the regular shvil, also lechi working. No, lechi works in a mavoi. So there's a mavoi, there are houses going into it. There's two houses and two chatzerot. That's a kosher mavoi. So a lechi over there can work. Over here, not. So really, if you look at this situation over here, the person who says mutar says you can go from the road to here. But to go into here doesn't really help us. You can't carry through there. Now you can walk, right? But you can't carry. You're talking about carrying, not walking. Okay. Then Udaman the Asar, so now the guy says Asu, why does he say it's Asu to go from one to the other? He says the Zimnin the Have ba diurin fatilatil tule. Because it might be that there are diurin over here. And now you won't realize the only reason that you can carry from here to here is because there's no diurin here. So there's nobody that you had to do an Eruv with, and there's nothing to Asru you. If there were diurin, you had to have done an Eruv between these places, and if you hadn't, they would be Asru one to the other, and you'd see a lechi. You start carrying, you'd think, if there were diurin, also work. So he says, no, it's Asru altogether as a gzaira. Okay, now we carry on to the next subject. The next subject underhand is a karpaf, which is more than 200 sayah. I actually think it's very nice having these pictures right next to us here. How's
it? Two beit sayah.
You're tearing me beit sayah time. It's more than two beit sayah. More than two sayah. You're tearing me beit sayah time. Remember we had the din, the reason why it's relevant is up to a beit sayah time, right? So you don't have to have a diur there and it's okay. It's your tearing me beit sayah time, shlohu kaf ledira. It's a problem. You can't do tiltul in it. It becomes like a karmelit. You only do up to Dalal Amud. I want to also mention one thing. I think that I made a mistake yesterday when I was doing the maths in my head. A Beit Sa'atayim is actually more or less a dunam. If you take it's around about 46 or 48 centimeters, a proper, like about 46 centimeters is an amma. So if you've got 50, right? If you've got 0.46 times 50, that's 115, right, times 230. Basically, you get to just under about 1,100 square amas. If you take it's a little bit less than a dunam. It's square meters. A little bit more than a dunam. It's approximately a dunam. So it's quite scary to think about it. When you think in that context, the Beit HaMikdash was a Beit Sa'atayim, was 100 by 50. The whole Mishkan in the Beit HaMikdash, or the Chatzer, was around about a dunam. Okay? And the Mishkan itself, the Kodesh, was 30 amas by 10 amas. Right? So 30 amas, if we're saying over here, is around less than 15 meters by less than 5 meters. Like a little passage. Okay, the whole Mishkan with the Kalim and all that was less than that, like a little passage. Okay, let's carry on. So now, Karpaf, you're talking about Satayim. It's more than a dunam, right? Shelo kafadira, ubala ma'et. Now, you want to make it smaller so that you can carry it in Shabbos. Now, here's a nice picture because he's showing you a Karpaf, like the Gemara often uses, says the Karpaf is a place outside the city. You store your wood. Here you can see a nice picture of storing wood, right? Now, you want to make it smaller. You want to reduce the area, the surface area that's usable. The Gemara says, if you used trees, right? So lo have miut, not considered miut. Why? Because people look at Rashi, the derech karpaf liot boil not, but lo bat lehekev kama. Because people plant trees in the karpaf, they want a bit of shade. And therefore, trees are part and parcel of the karpaf, and therefore it doesn't help. However, banabo amud gavo asara. If on the other hand you built here an amud, right? Gavo asara. V'rachav Dalad, which is a proper Shtayachid now, right? Ten Tvachim Ha and Four Tvachim by Four Tvachim is a proper Shtayachid, right? And now as a result of that, the surface area that's left, in other words, that this, your Beit Sata, was more than a Beit Sata in by just over four Tvachim, or just under four Tvachim squared. So by putting that four Tvachim there now, the leftover area is no longer a Beit Sata in. That's considered a miut. Now, what if this was pachot mi gimel, and it works like this, pachot mi gimel lo ave miut. If this was less than gimel, doesn't work at all. Even now, the area became less than Beit Satayim. However, mi gimel v'adal, but that pole over there is between 3 and 4. Right, so there we go to machloket. Rabba amar have a miut, Rabba amar lo ave miut. Now we go to machloket. Is it a miut? Rabba says yes, and Rava says no. Now it's quite interesting. Rava is arguing with his Rebbe, right? A different generation, right? Rava and Rava are different generations. Rava and Abaye lived by Rava. He was his Talmud. He lived. He brought him up. They were colleagues. Rava's a previous generation, right? So Rava Amar Havi Miut. Why does he say is a Miut? Taha Nafik Le Mitrat Lavut. He says because one to three, bigger than three, up to three. Not according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. He'll even go according to four, but according to Rabbanan. Up to three, we say lavud. So lavud means it doesn't exist, it's gone. But from more than three, it's already out of lavud. So Rabbi says, out of lavud, therefore it's got some sort of, look at, interesting word. You look at that's why I wanted to use it, give her a Baruch's answer at the beginning. It says, lavud, Rav amar lo ave miyut wa kevan de lo have makom dalet lo chashiv. It's got no chashivut. So we see this concept of chashivut is relevant out there. Something which is dalad, it's got chashivut. Chashivut already works for us. Like a lechi, can have chashivut, it can work for us. Right? So it says, lo chashiv. Now, a new example. Okay, that's the first to argue about that. Now, another example over here. That was less than 2.9, whatever, right? A little bit less than 10 bachim. Right? Now, we've got another example over here. You see that on the left over here? This karpaf was more than Beit Satayim. Can you all see my mouse when I move it around? Right? If you look over here, they made a wall that was four tvachim away from that wall. So the assumption is now that that's now enough. The inner wall now is less than Beit Satayim. So that was Bukaf Beit Satayim, right? And you did a mechitza. So now we've got a machloket again. It worked. It helped. It was fantastic. Right? It works. Right? Pachot mi gimel lo hoil. If, on the other hand, there, the gap between that wall over there is less than three tvachim, so then the Gemara says it won't work. What about between three and four? If we've got a wall here between three and four tvachim, mi gimel adalad, rabba mar hoyil, rabba mar enu moyil. So again, right? Rabba again says it works, because assuming that this area now is still less than Beit Satayim. And Rava says no. So rabba amar enu moyil, why? Sorry, Rabba Amar Hoyel, why? The Nafik Lemitrad Lavud. Because once it's more than three Tvachim, we don't say Lavud between those two walls. And therefore, that wall is actually considered a standing wall. If it was less than three Tvachim, we'd basically look as if that wall was stuck up against that wall. It wouldn't do us any good. Rava says, no. Rava says, Eino Moyel. Why not Moyel? Kevin de lo have makom dar lo chashiv. He says, because if I'm going to build a wall, and the wall stands, and the area between those two walls is less than three tvachim, it's not a chashuv area, we ignore the area and we go back to stage one. So it's not lavud, but we ignore the wall. The wall was doing nothing there. We just go, people don't just go build walls and walls and walls. So therefore, that wall, we ignore it, and we go back to the original wall. Rav Shimi, now, Rav Shimi says, this whole machloket here between...
Darren, yeah. I'm saying, even the wall physically exists, it's considered as though it doesn't exist.
Right, because it's not serving any purpose. To build a wall just stump doesn't serve us any good.
And that's the opposite of lavud. Lavud is where the wall does not exist, but you're attributing...
Yes and no. In our context at the moment, we're not saying that. In our context, lavud, you're right. Lavud can create a wall as well. Right, so I agree with you, but not in our context. In our context, you look at this previous slide over here. You've got now between those two walls less than three tvachim. They're both Rabba and Rava agree that that wall's no good. Why? Because they say that this is lavud, that wall's lavud to that wall, and therefore it's as if that wall stuck up is now part of that wall. So they use lavud there as if it doesn't exist.
But that's not how we know lavud. We wouldn't know lavud to say those two, that whole thing is one wall.
So even if you would say that whole thing is one wall, you would want to say now that the whole wall is that, and therefore that should be the space. So you're saying love would actually work for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're saying even though it's less than three, it's love would, it basically means it becomes a very thick wall. I won't argue with you, but the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara is, Rava, I agree with you. I would agree with you. It makes a lot of sense in terms of how we understand lovewood. But here we're seeing a new application of lovewood, if I understand the Gemara correctly. We're saying over here, look at the Gemara. He says, Rava, Pachot, yeah. Bana bo amud, not amud, yeah. He chik min hakotel darav samachit zohoyel. Pachot begib lo hoyel. Migin al hoyel, Rav Amar enumoyel. Rav Amar hoyel, da hanafik le mitrod lavud. Rav Amar, so Rabba says, why does it work? Because if it's already between three and four, it's out of lavud. And when it was under three, everybody said lo hoyel. Right? Why does it look at Rashi over here? Pachot migimel, lo hoyel. Davik, no, that's a different one there. Pachot migimel tvachim. I'm trying to find the Rashi over here, pachot of the look at Rashi over here. So he says over here, pachot mi gimel lo ho'il. Right? Pachot mi gimel lo ho'il. He says, why? To have a mechitza al gabe mechitza v'lo benitma et mi beit satay mairi. V'lo naki v'enu mi'ut. De in itma et v'ra have a mi'ut she'afilu hosif al ovi aktalim ad shenitma et shapidami. He says, yeah, what's going on over here? Because it's like, we say love with Robert, it's as if you built the wall on top of the existing wall. We ignore it. And Rashi said, we don't say that the wall is, it becomes a thicker wall. If you had built a thicker wall, he says, Rashi would have worked. Look at Rashi, Avia. V'asa mechitza, it's like a wall on top of a wall. We aren't speaking about less than beit satayim. We delo nakad miut. We ain't no miut. Wow. You know, Rashi's saying something here which now I never understood before. I'm glad you put that. I think I misunderstood Rashi completely. Rashi's saying over here that when he built that wall less than three tvachim, it didn't help to make the whole area less than a Beit Sa'atayim, which is very difficult. Because the whole purpose here is to build this wall of less than Beit Sa'atayim. So I'm actually thinking now that he's going with your mind, Rashi. Because look here, look what he says. I misunderstood that. He says, "Dehave kemechitza al gabei mechitza, velo minit ma'et bi Beit Sa'atayim." We aren't discussing a situation when actually the area became smaller than a Beit Sa'atayim. Why? Midelo nakat mi'ut. The eino miut. If you look in the previous example the Gemara gave, we said there you want to make the area smaller. Miatoba ilanot, use trees, lo miut. Banabo amud, right, have a miut. Pachot mi gibel lo have a miut. Rabbi my miut hanafik le mitrod lavud. Rabbi my lo have a miut. Now, new example. Hirchik min hakotel dalad vasa mechitza. Rashi is saying because we never used the word there, the miut, and we made the surface area smaller. We're actually talking about a situation where it didn't help. And that wall, because it was less than three, was too short a gap from the existing wall that it didn't do what it wanted to do. And therefore, we just say it's if that wall sitting on top of that wall, because this area is still very difficult. Very difficult. I understood that Rashi said, that the Gemara is saying, lavud, that those two walls, as if they're up back together. But Rashi's saying, I think like you, if it would have, look at the next part of Rashi. Wow, amazing. Shkoch. Says the init might vadai have a miut. Says because if it had made the surface area smaller, it definitely would have worked. Shafilu hosifal oviak talim achdit might shapidami. We'll see in the next example. Even if you just fatten up the walls, it works. Kedle kaman elenem have a petach or v'sof hukaf mairi. He says that we're speaking of here. There was some opening and then he closed it. Done it. Wild, but obviously. I would say Rashi's, I just assumed love would work that way. Rashi seems to be stuck and say, no, love isn't like that. Love is what you're saying. Anyhow, shkoch. Okay, let's carry on. So now, Rav Shimi makdi lakula. Rav Shimi, he learned this whole machlok between Rabbi and Rabbi differently. He's got a different version. He goes lakula. Look at Rashi lachti plugged the L. Right? Amar de shlosha de nafek lemitrad lavud. Kula mo de amud have a miut. He says there, when it's already not three, in the previous example, that amud was bigger than three, everybody agrees it would work because it's no longer lavud. The whole argument there is just when it's less than three. Look at him. Right. That's basically, he says the machlok is not about between three and four. It's on four, it works. Even bigger than three, it works. The machlok is when it's less than three, would it work? Wouldn't it work? Some would say even less than three would work. Some would say that even the less than three wouldn't work. Okay. Now, a new example. Tachbot tit. This is the example Rashi was referring to. You plastered the wall, right? And Rashi says, you see? And yeah, you plastered the wall until, and made the wall so thick that the area between the walls actually was now less than a Beit Satayim. For high love, Rabbi Bar Shimi, I don't know what Rashi is about. Okay. Says Rabbi Bar Shimi, so now, Vayachola Amor Bifnei Atzmo, and that plaster would have been able to stand on its own. Had you taken the wall away, it would remain standing. Have a mir. Everybody agrees it's mir. It's quite amazing, eh? Rashi's diuk. That the previous examples of the Amud mentioned mi'ut. This example of here mentions mi'ut. The example of building the walls didn't mention mi'ut. Amazing. Amazing. I didn't pick it up. Shkoach. Okay. So now, tach bo betit, v'yachol amod b'nei atzmo, have a mi'ut. En yachol amod b'nei atzmo, if it can't stand on its own, let's say if you're taking the wall away, the plaster would all fall down. Rabba amar have a mi'ut, Rava amar lo have a mi'ut. Same idea. Rabba amar have a mi'ut, why? Hashtami akai. Rabba says, what do you want? At the moment, it's there. The space at the moment is stuck on the wall, and the fact of the matter is, it's reduced the surface area of this karpaf. So therefore, it's pretty, pretty good. Rav Amar lo have miut. Why? Kevin lo yachol meikam if neatzmo lo klubu. He says, if it can't stand on its own, it's just a bit of plaster, right? In other words, I don't think it's a bit difficult to understand this because today, for example, you can do tiach teremi on a house. You put 10 centimeters of tiach on the house, and the wall is a wall. No one's going to argue that I think the wall is when you plaster it. So maybe it's just like a layer which everybody knows that could easily fall off. I don't know exactly what the circumstance would be, but I think we get the idea though. Now, hirchik min atel. Now we've got a new situation over here. Okay, these are all those you skipped over there. There's the plaster, all of those there. Right, now, where's our tel? Well, I missed all these pictures out. There's no tel over here. I don't have a picture of a tell. Okay, we'll have to go to our books. All right. So now, open up your books a second. Those of you who've got your books, look at the picture over here. Picture number 149. Now you've got a situation like this. Look over here. Right. You've got a mound over here. Can you all see this? Can you see it clearly? Like a mound of sand over here. There's a mound over here. And that's serving as the fourth border. Now you put a mechitza on that tel. Okay? So you put a mechitza. Or if the first case is here, chik minat tel, which is like this over here. Right, here's the tel. Can you see? You put a mechitza over there. So you move the tel in to make that area smaller. Okay, so now, hichik min hakotel, hichik min hatel, sorry, dalet amot, vasa mechitza, right, hichik min hatel, dalet vasa mechitza, hoil, it works, right, look at Rashi, shebekarpa, v'yesh min hatel, adam mechitza yotem yibayt satayim harbe, vasa mechitza nedira, etz latel, brichuk dalet vachim, v'adan yesh yotem yibayt satayim, ben yesh nalechadasha, avazol adira asa. He says, there's still more than a bayt satayim, he says, a big area, but you've made it now, mukaf ledira. And Mukaf Ladira, right? He says that, look at Rashi, he says, I want to Rashi carefully, he says, Hirchik min atel shebekarpaf, v'yesh min atel ad ha-mechitza. From the tel to the mechitza, there's still a very, very big area, right? But the way that they're drawing the picture over here, they're saying like this, from the tel to the mechitza, this whole area there is more than Beit Satayim. The picture that they're drawing is not that actually the area that you've cornered off is more than Beit Satayim. The whole thing is more than Beit Satayim. You made a mechitza hoil. Pachot mi gimel or al tzvat ha-tel. If you made the fence less than gimel tvachim from the tel or on the tel itself, so they're going to machlok mechitza Rabbi Nuna. Right? Chad amar hoil v'chad amar lo hoil. Once it works, once it doesn't work. Right? Tistai, now we're going to try to prove who says hoil, who says doesn't hoil. Now we're going to throw in a bit of a curveball over here with regards to a nichse ager. Remember nichse ager? We spoke about nichse ager before. Right? Nichse ager. The idea behind Nichse Ager is that One second, I want to see if I need this more pictures for later. No, I think we'll be okay. Right? Nichsei Ager, right, are a ger that's got no relatives. And therefore, when he dies, there's nobody to claim. He's got no heirs. He's got no one to claim. A guy converted, he's got no children. Okay? So he's got no one to claim his Yerusha. So the first person who comes along and makes some sort of act and claims that it becomes his, because it's basically Hefka once he dies. So now look at this. Tistam Rav Chisda Amar Hoyl. Let's try and prove that Rav Chisda is the one who says Hoyl. How do we prove Rav Chisda is the one who says that it works? This case of the tell. Right? He says like this. We've got a limud like this. I will say mechitza, I'll give a mechitza. If you put a mechitza on a mechitza, right? In other words, like we saw previously where we said it didn't help. You build a wall on top of a wall. They've already got a wall, you build another wall. Right? Amar Rav Chisda b'Shabbat Hoyl b'nichsa ge lo kana. So Rav Chisda says that on Shabbos it works, but benichse ager wouldn't work. Look at Rashi over here. He says beechad amar hoyel deksav mechitza benichse ager shemait. Okay, between that beShabbat kagon neinyan hekef ledira. Like in our case over here, where you've got a karpa which wasn't originally mukaf ledira, and you want to make a new wall to make a mukaf ledira. She betchila ata mechitza hogenet. There was a good wall. The edesh lo kfar ledira. Right, and now you built a new wall on top of that wall. Rav Huna will say to you that it will work now. It's a good mechitza. Right, Rav Shesh Tamar, af b'Shabbat nami lo hoyel. And Rav Shesh says, even on Shabbos, it won't work either. Right, so therefore, we can see that we've got a case here, Tistayim, that Rav Huna is the one who says, right, sorry, Rav Chisda is the one who says, that a mechitza on top of mechitza, so if you build a mechitza right up against the tel, or a mechitza for mukaf, will work over here, even though you've got a tel there already. So I'm Rav Chisda, and now we go back to the issue of the Nichse Ager. I'm Rav Chisda, more directly Rav Sheshet, Shema Sa Mechitza Al Hatel Shehoil. So he says there that Rav Chisda, when did Rav Sheshet argue with him? When he built it, a Mechitza on top of Mechitza. But if he built a Mechitza on a Tel, then he would even agree that it worked. So there even Rav Sheshet would agree. Now there we've got the case of here, on Mechitza on the Tel itself. Right? Now, how does that work? How come it works? The tells a tell, right? Now, look, we're going to throw in a bit of a difficult one over here. You see, suddenly there's a house on the tell, and there's a house in the Karpaf. Look what the Gemara's going to say now. Now, the Gemara's like this. My timer, why does it work? Because the guy's living on the top of the mechitzas there. Those mechitzas on top of the tell help the guy living on the tell. Okay. I'm not get so bothered about that. That's just a machlokes Rav Sheshet and Rav Chisda. But we can see from our point of view that the whole idea here of mechitzas, even when there is a tel already, right? So the guy who would agree with it would be Rav Chisda, right? Al gabe mechitza, Rav Chisda says that it would work. A mechitza top of mechitza would work, right? Not for nichse ager, but it would work. And now we're on the issue of by Rabbi Bar Chana. Nivlau mechitza tachtonot. Now we see over here, when you build a mechitza of a mechitza, it might not work. What if you built an upper mechitza and a low on the lower mechitza? Now the lower mechitza got sucked up into the ground, sunk. And all that's left now is the upper mechitza, which now is the only mechitza. So what's the deed? So God says, Lamai, what are you asking me for? Are you talking to me about building a mechitza here to try and do an act which shows that you've now taken ba'alut, ownership on the ger's assets? Or are you talking about Shabbos? He says, if it's le'inyan ager, nichse ager, so hainu de yirmiya bira. Amar yirmiya bira. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hai man, de shale lifta, apile de ara de ger. A guy who threw some sort of lefet, right? You know, left like a vegetable. Apile de ara de ger. Look at the word apile here. The Masora Shah says, via apila, he says, perush bekaim, like little crevices or cracks in the ground. So if you threw over the wall, into the ger's backyard, lefatot, right, and you grew them. Va'ata Yisrael Achrin, another Jew came, v'rafak ba'purtadif, and he hoed a bit, or he raked up the place a bit, right, batra kani kamalo kani. The second guy, he was kone, the first guy wasn't kone. Why my time, this is the Gemara, be'idna deshade lo keshavach, ki keshavchach mimele kemeshavchach. She says, what's going on over here? We need some sort of hashpacha. You have to have done some shevach. You have to have added something. Just planting the seeds is not considered shevach. Why? Because the seeds grow on their own. When the tree starts growing, that's what we call shivcha mimela, by itself. You did nothing to it. You put the tree seeds in. The seeds did nothing. At the moment you put the seeds in there, but the guy who comes in and rakes the thing and plows or whatever, he contributes. He did some sort of shevach. Right? That's what Rashi is over here. He says, "Look, Yahoyo, the third wild lands of Nata Lefet Beguma." Erash says, "Yeah, that he planted some sort of seeds in a pit Shematzabekak in that he found in the Ger's garden." Velo Chafra, he didn't dig it himself. Di Chafra beMachos Rishon Kan. If he had actually done the digging, so then he would have done an act of Shevach. He dug it into the ground. He fixed up the ground, softened the soil to make it work better. Right? It's a Loka Shevach. You have to do something. You have to do something, so therefore the other guy who came would do it. So the question was, our question over here was, by Yimine Rabba, the one mechitza fell down and the other mechitza was up. What's the story? And we see over here, with regards to Nichse Ager, if you did nothing, just you did something, and as a result of what you did, something became good, not you considered doing it. We'll in a second draw the parallel. So he says, "Kik keshavach melav shavach." So therefore, inyan Shabbat have a mechitza hanasa b'Shabbat. So now that's the din there with regards to Ger, with regards to Shabbos. Remember, we learned this din before. A mechitza happened on Shabbos. What happened? It got sucked in on Shabbos. Let's say you built the two mechitzas, and now on Shabbos the bottom one got sucked into the ground. That happened on Shabbos. So now we might think, okay, you didn't have anything at all, right? V'tanya kol mechitza on Shabbos bein b'shkabei mezeh shema mechitza. So this is in there, and what can we do? When it comes to the din of Shabbos, we've got a brighter, which we've seen this brighter before. We saw this brighter a couple of times in Masechet Shabbos and in this Masechet on Daf Kaf. We said over there that any mechitza that was built on Shabbos, whether it was Beshogeg, Bemezid, whatever you call it, it's a mechitza. It's a kosher mechitza. So it was a kosher mechitza. Ah, it happened with Mela. It doesn't matter if it was a kosher mechitza. The Gemara said, wait a second. So the answer to the question would be, yes, it would work. If you built mechitza, it would work. Even though you didn't do anything, happened with Mela. As a ger, it wouldn't work because you have to actually have a guy doing something. And we made it as a help on its own. But here, when the mechitza was built on its own, we don't care how the mechitza came out of Shabbos. If you walk in, there's an avalanche, suddenly it creates a mechitza, it's a kosher mechitza. So we want to say, well, again, love it. But then we say on that, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shanu Lizrok, that there was, remember we had this din there in Dafkat, there was Lechumra, that only works if somebody throws into it, and therefore we machmir, and we say he's chayev, because it was a kosher mechitza. But Letaltel, we said no. So Letaltel Asur. So the Lord says, no, we don't hear that. Kit mar drav nachman, if it was amazed, that was only a case of mazid. If a guy went and he built the mechitza on Shabbos, even though we said in the Brighton that mazid would be a kosher mechitza, we gave him a knas. Because midoraita, it's a kosher mechitza. So we punished him. If he threw into that area, we'd say you went from Shabbos to Shreyachin. But to allow him to carry inside it, we gave him a knas and we said he couldn't use it. So the answer would be, seems yes. And now the group brings the story. So there's a woman here who was a Nichse Ager. She went and wanted to acquire the property. So she built a wall on top of a wall. Atahu gavre rafik baputa. Some other guy came along and just did a bit of plowing or digging in the field. Atahu kamed Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman basically seems like he paskened ukma beyade, gave it to him. So now, this woman came and started shouting, "What are you doing? It was mine. I built the wall." What did this guy do? He just basically went and took a spade and dug a hole. I built a whole wall. So I'm Allah, my Avidach, what can I do for you? I'm terribly sorry. The law mechazeket k'de mechazke inshe. Your chazoka wasn't a chazoka we would have to do. Building a wall on top of a wall is doing nothing. So you did nothing. This guy went and dug a hole to plant a seed. He did something. That is the idea of it. So we see Nichse Ager and Shabbos work in opposite directions. For Shabbos, a mechitza, if you built a mechitza, would work. Okay, now we go back to Asugia. Karpa Beit Shalosh. Now we've got a karpaf, which is more than three sayah, not Beit Satayim, three sayah, big karpaf. The Kirabo Beit Sayah, and it's got a covering on it of one sayah. One sayah covering. That just messed me up over there. I wanted to share my screen. But I've lost that file. Okay, another time. Look at our pictures over here. Basically, got a karpaf, which is bait three sayah. One of the sayah you've covered with a roof. So now the question is, do we say that the fact that there's this covered area in the sayah, it limits me now to two sayah or not? Right? So that's a good question. Kama bait shalosh v'korobes v'zayt sayah, rava ma'avir kirav, Meyatro, right? So Rava says no. Avir kiyurav kiruyav meyatro. The airspace adds in and doesn't make it matir. Rabbi Zera Amar, Ein Avir Kiryav Miyatro. We don't take the airspace under the cover into consideration. And therefore, it would be okay, because now we've removed this whole area. The Gemara says, Leim Rabbi Rabbi Zera, Beprukta Rabbi Shmuel Kamifrigai. Let's say they got the same machloket of Rabbi Shmuel. Why the Itmar? We've got a Gemara over here, which I think we've seen before as well. The Itmar, Aksadra Bebika. You've got like an Aksadra. What's an Aksadra? Right? Look at... like you've got some sort of covering like this, like a sukkah type of thing. I'm going to picture of it, right? In a bika, in a carmelit, right? The Rashi says here at the bottom, the last Rashi, aksadra mekure begag chalak kaaliyot shelanu ve'eno meshupa v'hi karui shebechol he kirui shebechol. Basically, a flat roof. Okay, you got a flat roof. Rashi is a rule like aliyot, like an attic. Like you got a second floor. It's a flat roof, right? And we're talking about a flat roof. Now, why is it a flat roof? Remember, we had the din in Korah. When we discussed Korah in the Mavoi, we said one of the reasons why Korah could work, because we said that your red svat pia tachton, or pia pitchon, pnimi wachitzoni. We said he has no Korah, and we said that the outer lip, or the inner lip, basically comes down and makes a mechitza, remember? So same thing over here. If we've got the roof like this, a flat roof, we can say that the walls of the roof, like that thick area of the roof, basically just comes down. We've got a mechitza, and the whole thing's a walled-off area inside the karpath. That's the machloket Rabbi Shmuel, right? So the Amar Rabbi Shmuel could be that. The Itmar Achsadra Bika, flat roof. Rabbi Amar Mutala Tal Bekula. You can carry inside this whole Achsadra. Ushmuel Amar Emetaltlin Ele Bedal Amud. You limit that Amud. Rabbi Amar Mutawa, or you like to carry. Kula Amrin Ampi Tikra Yered Vesotem, because the ceilings come down and cover you up like a wall. Shmuel Amar Emetaltlin Ele Bedal Amud. Why? Lo Amar Ampi Tikra Yered Vesotem. He says, it doesn't work. So now the Gemara says, however, Ida Avida Ki Aksid. The Gemara says, no. If we sit over here now that this machloket here in our karpath, we said let's say the machloket Rav and Rabbi Zair is the same machloket as Rav and Shmuel. So we said, what is it? If you're going to tell me that it's like a aksadra, then Achinami, I would agree over here as well. I would say that over here as well, no problem. We would say the same thing, right? Look at Rashi. Afilu Rabba Mode Karav de Pi Tikra Yored Vesota. About Hacham, what's that case we speak about over here in Asugya? Hacha b'maya skinan da avda ki urzila, where you've done it ki urzila. Look at Rashi. Pari avda avi ki urzila yetzia gag meshupa de leke pe. Right. Look at the picture over here. We're talking about a roof like that. A roof like that. Now you can't say pi tikra yored, because the whole thing comes down. You don't have a pi tikra. The roof just continues like that. Basically, there's nothing here to come down at because of the angle. You won't have such a situation, therefore, we're talking about different circumstances altogether. Now, on this subject over here, of Rava and Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Zaira says to Rava, right, remember, Rabbi said over there, Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Zaira Amar, Ein Avir Ki Rabbi, Rabbi Zaira saying, Lekula, and Rava said, Lechumra, Rava said it doesn't work, and Rabbi Zaira said it doesn't work. Rabbi Zaira says we say that the walls come down, and Rava says we don't say that the walls come down, right? So now he says like this. So I'm Rabbi Zaira, Umodina Bakarpaf, Shenifrat Bimlo O Lechatzer Sheasu. So I ever agree with you. You must agree with me, Rabbi Zaira. It says, I mean, Rabbi Zaira says to him, agree with me with regards to a Karpaf, Shenifrat Bimlo O Lechatzer Sheasur. If the Karpaf has walls are broken down and it goes into a Chatzer, right? So now suddenly we've got a Chatzer and a Karpaf. Does the airspace now all join together? Look at Rashi. B'mlo'o l'chatzer, she'avir chatzer, that the air of the chatzer, me'yatro ve'osehu yotem ve'et satayim v'asur. Now, out of Karpav was less than ve'et satayim, it lent into a chatzer. Now the walls broke down. Now, if my Karpav suddenly becomes much bigger, that's what he says to him. He says, agree with me that that would work. Right? Then it would be asur. Right, so he says, my timer, hoil v'avir chatzer miyatro. Look at the end of the Rashi over there. V'gabe kirui, the sharina mishum pi tikra yorbe sotem. He says, yeah, we're saying yes because of pi tikra. With a chatzer, because the ceiling walls will come down. But in a chatzer with and a karpa, there's no roof, there the airspace will make it asur. So there are times when it will make it asur because the walls come down over here and cut it off. It's basically been separated from one to the other. On that, the Gemara's got a kasheya. Matkiv Rav Yosef, v'chi avir amutar lo usro? Says, what are you talking about? How can you tell me over there that this chatzir, which was nasani nifrat into a karpaf? So we had a karpaf which was less than Beit Satay. Now, and we had a chatzir, a yard, which was adjacent to it. And there was a wall between them. And now the wall breaks down. You want to tell me that suddenly now my karpaf becomes a bigger than Beit Satay and I can't use it? What's going on over here? Right? Look at Rashi over here. V'chi avir amutar lo v'extra e osro makes it asur. V'rechat says zo mitchila haita amuteret letalt lahim en lekarpaf. Rabbi Shimon. He says, because originally, this is Rav Yosef saying, we have to remember, Shimon said, Karpav, Chatzer, Gagot, they're all one Rashut. And therefore, they're all the same Rashut. You can go from one to the other. V'achshav, she'nifratz le'makom hamutar lo, ne'esar lo. And now the wall suddenly breaks down. Well, I could have walked through the door from one to the other. But because the wall now is broken down, suddenly what was mutar becomes asur. Umi shum yitur. He says, because suddenly there's extra air? Like in the Maimah, you can't say that. The ha-ko chatzer mukefet ledira. A chatzer, by definition, is mukefet ledira. A karpaf might be mukefet ledira, might not be mukefet ledira. But the walls broke down. Suddenly you're going to tell me now that they're both asur? Because extra air space? The chatzer, what's the chatzer going to do with the karpaf? Okay, question clear? Right, in light of Rabbi Shimon, remember, Rabbi Shimon's one to say the chatzer and karpaf all the same. That's why you could go from one to the other. So Amale Abaya, come on. Look at Rabbi, come on, have Avira Mutalo. Rabbi Shimon. He says, your whole argument of yourself is, why do you want to say this is Mutar? Because you tell that Rabbi Shimon said that the heirs, that the Karpaf and the Chatzer are all the same, you can go from one to the other. He says, even Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Ha'ika Avir Makom Mechitzot. Look at this, it gets a little bit tricky over here, right? That's why he says over here, but he says, no, he says, that's not good, because, I'm sorry, yeah, he has a good picture. Look over here. Originally, you had a chatzer, it was open into a karpath. There was a wall, you see that dotted line there? Used to be a wall over there. Rav Shimon said that the chatzer and the karpath you can go into, why? There was a wall, and therefore that and that didn't mix. But when that wall left, suddenly, what about the airspace of the wall? He says, that's what we're speaking about. That airspace over there joins the karpaf. And now makes the karpaf a bigger karpaf. And even if she would agree that space over there would be now part of the karpaf. Because look at the boundary. You see where the wall was? The wall was built like in the karpaf. The wall wasn't built in the mechitza. It was built in the karpaf. I think that's what he's saying. So look over here. Rav Shimon Nami, look at Rashi, mit asar karpaf. The karpaf is asur. Why? Mishum makom mechitzot shenitlu. Because of that space where the walls were and they're now taken away. Venitvasef ala avir. And now they increase the air. Vaosehu yoter mi beit sa'atayim. And now that karpaf suddenly becomes more than beit sa'atayim because of that airspace where the walls were. How? Shebetchila hayata beit sa'atayim mitzumtzam. Originally, it was an exact Beit Satayim. And now suddenly that wall's gone. That airspace of the walls is what we're speaking about. Even Rav Shimon would agree with that. He says to Rav Yosef, Abaya, how can you use this Svar over here that we based on Rabbi Shimon? Even Rav Shimon in this case would agree. We're not discussing that. We're not saying that suddenly the airspace of the Chatzer joins the airspace of the Karpaf. We're saying where the walls were, that makes the Karpaf bigger. He said, like as Rav Chisda says, the karpaf, where the walls are broken down completely to the chatzer. Chatzer muter, the karpaf asur. The chatzer stays a chatzer, like you said, because it was always mukaf ledir. But the karpaf becomes asur. Chatzer, my timer, it like gifufe. He says, why does the chatzer stay good? Listen to this. This is actually quite an amazing Gemara. There's no picture over here. Ach, I wonder if there are other pictures. What picture? I haven't got time to look at it. Right? Why? He says, because the chatzer, they are gifufe. Remember, they're parts of the walls. There's still pieces of wall sticking out. Right? Vahazimnin. So he said, wait a second, but sometimes the Mishkach and the Ibchel that they gifufim on the Karpaf side and not on the Chatzer side. And Mishum Damrinan, Ze Avir Mechitzot Meyatro, Veze Ein Avir Mechitzot Meyatro. Says, now, bottom line is, why do we say it? Because the airspace will add to the Karpaf and doesn't add to the Chatzer, doesn't affect the Chatzer, it affects the Karpaf. Therefore, the Karpaf will now suddenly become a bigger surface area and be bigger than Beit Satai. Okay. Now, I got a new case. Hahu bustana. Tahave samich legude de apadna. So, a bustana over here, a bustan, right? A bustan. This is a bustan over here. Look, you got a bustan. You got this like orchard over here. And this is your bustan. And the bustan was up against the what made this bustan, the four walls of this bustan, was the outer wall of this house. Okay, so the outer wall of the house made up the fourth walls of this bustan. Therefore, you can walk around it and carry inside it. Look at Rashi over here. Bustan Rashi is a paradise. Tahave natua ilanot, an orchard full of trees. Tahave samuch le guda apad. Look at Rashi. Ve'yata lo hekef le dira hu guda. Shayabo petach patuch atzar paradise. Samchu hekef a paradise tahave mukaf le dira. Ve'yoter beit satamav. So this is more than beit satayim. There was an opening from that house to this house, going in from the bustana into the story, and everybody was happy, and you could carry around it and walk inside it on Shabbos. Now, remember, it's more than Beit Satayim, and the outer wall was relying on this wall. Rashi said, yeah, good is a wall, and Apandre, look at the Kutte Rashi over there, Traklin, right? Like a bit of a foyer, a lobby area. So the Samich le Guda da Apanda, so it was on the Guda of the Apadna, which is like the lobby, the foyer, the entrance to the house. Nafal Ashita. So now Ashita is a wall, Rashi. It's Choma. We told this wall in Brachot. We say the Brachot. So Nafal Ashita, Beraita de Apadna. Now remember, Bera always tell you Gava, Migo, Gavo, and Bera. Bera is like the brightest or outside the Mishnahs. So Bera is the outer one. Gava will be the inner one, right? So now, Nafal Ashita, Beraita de Apadna. The outer wall of the Apadna broke. And that outer wall of the Apadna was the inner wall of this bustan. So now look at the Gemara. Says Savar Rabbi Lemeimar Lismoch Aguda Gaviata. So Rabbi wanted to say that maybe we can rely on the internal wall of the Chaklin. Right? Look at Rashi Avia Aguda Gavai. Hare Yesh Od Mechitzot Pnimot Lebait. Internal walls of the house. Vehein Yehu Mechitzot Lepardes. Let's use them as the walls. In other words, we're going to extend the paradise into our house, basically, and rely on the internal walls, not the outer walls. Let's not say this paradise has no longer got walls. It's still got walls. And what are the walls? The internal walls of that. You've all got the picture, right? It's easy. No, I think you've got the picture, correct? Can't see any nice pictures here. We've got the idea, right? That there's the outer wall of the house. The outer wall breaks down. And now he says, let's use the inner wall. Now look at this. So now this was Rav Bibi. Right, this was Rabbi Bibi. She says, "Avia, sama amar le Rapapi, Rapapi." Now, there are two ways to explain this. Here, there are more ways. Stalin's actually brings a whole lot of answers to this, but I saw two ways in our Gemara. There's Rashi who explains what he's going to say as basically a derogatory term, and the Masorah Hashas brings the Aruch over here, which says it's a compliment. Maybe it's a sarcastic compliment, but let's see what he says. Avia. So now, Rapapi isn't excited about Rabbi Bibi's suggestion, and he says to him like this: "Amar le Rapapi." Mishum da'atu mimulai amritu mile muliata. Because you guys come from this place called Mulai. Look at Rashi over here. Mimulai. Mekuta'im. A place where you all don't live a long life. Mekuta. Mibait Eli. The Abaya Avuad Rabibi says that Rabibi's Abaya's son was Mibait Eli Atta. Came from Eli's dynasty. Kamim Masechi Rosh Hashanah. Muliata ketuot beloraglaim, like basically cut off. But basically it means that I think they don't live long. So because you guys come from Muliata, you're from the family of Muliata, you guys don't live very long. Therefore you say Amritu Milam, you say things that don't have legs. Where you say unfounded stuff. Basically saying you're an idiot, you're talking rubbish. It's not your fault, it's because of your family and where you come from. Right? Now the Aruch, if you look at the Masorah Hashas over here, Rashas over here says that Perush Gaon. He says over here the word Memulai is a Gaon. זה נאמר על אדם גדול, מפני שהוא גדול מדבר גדולות. ארוך ערך מל. Okay. So he seems to say that it's a great thing. So I don't know. I'm not sure. It's two completely different ways of explaining it, right? Is he arguing him? So now, the Gemara is like this. Henach mechitzot legavai avdinan. Those, it seems to me, were the way Rashi, because it seems like he's not agreeing with him up here. He says, Henach mechitzot legavai, they're made for internal walls. Lebarai lo avdinan. They aren't made for the outside. Look at Rashi. Lebarai lo avdinan. Vanehid the pirtzeleika. So I accept that he's in a hole because there's still walls, but ever hekev dira miha later be paradise. David remains that time. I agree with you, there are holes. Because even though this wall's broken down, there's still another wall. But at the end of the day, it's now greater than Beit Satayim, and these walls were not Ladira, not for the paradise. Therefore, wouldn't work. Gurman's another example. Henech Bechit, Hahi Avurvanka. Right? The Havel Reish Galuta Bebustane. So now, what is Avurvanka? Rashi's over here, Ilan She Tzilo Merube, big tree, lots of shade. Venotinoto Asarim, and the important people plant him in their gardens. Vosin itztabot tachtav sivotav lehitlonen tachtav b'yamot hachama v'lismoach b'hem. So litlonen aviyah, I think, doesn't mean to complain, means to relax. Basically, put like a deck underneath, and they go there, and they have like a bit of a tree there. Look at the picture over here. So in this diagram over here, they've got benches underneath it. And they go sit there in the garden and they relax on a hot day. Right? So now, what's the problem? It's in Reish Galut in his bustanay. So Rashi says here bustanay. V'yoter mi beit satayim shlo hukaf ledira ya paradis. It was bigger than beit satayim, wasn't hukaf ledira. So now what's the problem? They want to go there and relax on Shabbos. Right? So Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana le'avid marta kanta. Make some sort of takana there, right? So that tomorrow, under this tree, so that tomorrow we can go and eat some bread over there. Look at Rashi. Avid nochal nehamahatam. Tachat ilam, eat under the tree. So azal avid. Right? So now, Bereish Galut said, Ravune, barchinne, go and do something. So he went, kana, avad, kane, pachot mishlosha. And you put it around, they look at Rashi there, like sticks, we've seen this before, like lots of poles. Listen to Shachim, why? To make a mechitza, lavud based mechitza. Hekef, gold mechitzot, kinim, kanim, dal mechitzot, kacheder, laniach sham belaila, ma'amachal, veladu sham ha'shomer, and the guy sleep there, v'lomacha yitaltelu b'chol ha'pardes, daha it bay shomrei ubeit dira. So basically, he did like this. He went and put lots of poles in. Right, can you all see that over there? Like lots of poles, and he made a little area. Let the guard go there and spend the night there, and tomorrow they can come there and they can eat. So now we'll carry on with tomorrow what Rava did about it.